Welcome back, producers. In this lesson, we're building a dark side transition bounce in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only, for jungle and old school DNB vibes. This is an advanced groove lesson, so we're not just making a fill, we're shaping a moment of tension, release, and rebound that still feels like part of the rhythm section. The big idea here is simple. Don't think in terms of a huge breakdown or a flashy riser. Think in terms of energy gradients. We want the drums to keep rolling, the bass to pull back just enough to create anticipation, and then everything snaps back into place with more weight than before. That's the kind of transition that feels nasty, musical, and proper old school. Set your project to 172 BPM to start, in 4/4, and work in arrangement view so you can place the transition precisely across bars. If you're making jungle or old school DNB, that little bit of timing control matters a lot. We're aiming for a 2-bar transition phrase that can sit at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section. Start with the foundation. Before the transition can work, the main groove has to already feel strong. Build a rolling breakbeat with snare on 2 and 4, kick variations around the offbeats, ghost notes around the snare, and some controlled top-end movement. If you're using a break sample, load it into Sampler, switch to slice mode, and chop it up from there. If you're programming from scratch, layer kick, snare, hats, and ghost percussion in a drum rack. Keep it funky, keep it loose, and don't over-quantize the life out of it. On the drum bus, a simple stock chain does a lot of work. EQ8 into glue compressor into drum bus. Use EQ8 to clean up sub-rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz and tame any harshness if needed. Use glue compressor lightly, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, with a medium attack and an auto or moderate release. Then use drum bus for a little drive and crunch. The goal is punch and cohesion, not flattening the groove. Now the bass. This is where the transition bounce starts to feel dark side. Build a 2-layer bass system, a clean sub and a gritty mid layer. For the sub, operator is perfect. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it simple. For the mid layer, use wavy-dable or analog to make a restyle texture or detuned bass tone. The important part is that the bass doesn't just sit there constantly. It should answer the drums. In the transition bars, shorten the bass notes and create space. Use rhythmic displacement. A really effective move is to place short bass hits on the end of 2, on beat 3, maybe a muted or filtered hit on the end of 3, and then a strong pickup right before beat 1. That gives you a bounce, not a straight line. It feels like the bass is leaning forward, then snapping back. Shape the sub with utility, EQ8, and a compressor sidechain to the kick or drum bus. Keep the sub centered and mono. Use compression just enough to make it breathe with the groove. For the mid layer, use auto filter, saturator, dynamic tube, and EQ8. Automate the filter so it gets a little darker in the transition, then opens back up on the return. A little saturation helps the bass stay audible when filtered, and a touch of harmonic grit makes the whole phrase feel more aggressive without needing extra volume. Now let's design the actual transition phrase. Imagine your main loop is running, and bars 7 and 8 are where the energy changes. In bar 7, reduce the kick density a little, keep the snare pulse alive, and introduce short bass stabs on offbeats. Add a chopped break fragment or a filtered percussion hit. Then in bar 8, pull the low end back for the first half, let a bass pickup bounce in on the end, and leave a little air before the next section lands. That pause, that tiny hinge right before the downbeat, is where the bounce really lives. A lot of producers make the mistake of turning the transition into a breakdown. Don't do that. If you pull too much out, the track loses its identity. The groove should still be talking the whole time. You're not stopping the engine. You're making it lurch, breathe, and then punch back harder. For the FX, keep it subtle and integrated. Use reverb, echo, filter delay, frequency shifter, and auto filter, but only where they support the rhythm. Send selected hits to shared return tracks instead of drowning the whole mix. A short dark room reverb works well as one return, with a low cut and a short decay. A longer tension tail can live on another return, but use it sparingly on just the last hit or two. Echo is great for occasional throws, especially on the last bass note or a snare accent. Keep the feedback controlled and filter the repeats heavily so the effect feels smoky, not glossy. Frequency shifter is a nice dark side trick. Use tiny shifts, just a few Hz, and combine it with reverb or delay on a transition hit. That can make the phrase feel unstable and alien without pulling attention away from the groove. Subtle weirdness goes a long way in this style. Automation is where the bounce comes alive. Automate the bass filter cutoff, the send to reverb or delay, the drum bus volume, the transition effects level, and even a bit of utility gain on the low end. In bar 7, start closing the bass filter slightly, reduce the drum bus by 1 or 2 dB, and maybe add a bit of space on a ghost snare. In bar 8, pull the sub down briefly, keep the mid-bass filtered, let the break fragment carry the rhythm, and then reopen everything right before the return. That contrast between dry and wet, full and empty, filtered and open, is what creates the feeling of a proper bounce. Also, pay attention to micro-timing. Jungle and old-school DNB thrive on imperfect funk. Use the groove pool lightly if you want some swing on hats or percussion, but don't mess with the core kick and snare too much. Nudge ghost notes a touch late, pull a pickup bass note slightly early, and keep the main downbeat clean and solid. That push-pull feeling is huge. It's what makes the section feel alive instead of sequenced to death. If you want to add a chopped fill, simpler is your friend. Drop in a break hit or a small percussion phrase, switch it to slice mode, and program a short fill at the end of the phrase. Great fill types here are snare drags, kick snare flams, reversed hats, tom-style fragments, or a tiny chopped amen burst. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic, and automate a filter sweep or volume dip if needed. This is very jungle, and it works because it sounds like the rhythm evolving, not like a random effect slapped on top. Let's talk about arrangement. A strong 8-bar cycle might go like this. Bars 1 to 4 are full groove, bars 5 to 6 add variation, bar 7 starts the transition, and bar 8 delivers the bounce and reset. In a 16-bar section, you can extend that logic, main riff, variation, tension, then transition. A classic old-school trick is to briefly remove the kick or sub for half a bar. Used carefully, that tiny vacuum makes the return feel massive without needing an obvious riser. A few pro tips before we wrap it up. Sidechain the mid-bass, not just the sub. That keeps the groove breathing. Use reverb returns with filters after them so the tail feels smoky instead of washing out the mix. Automate harmonic grit as well as volume, because a little extra saturation in the transition can make the bounce feel harder without actually getting louder. And remember, tiny gaps before important hits can make a return hit much harder than adding more and more sound. If a transition sounds great in solo but falls apart in the full mix, it probably means you've overdone the low end or overcooked the FX. Always check it in context, at full volume, with the full drum and bass stack playing. This style is all about the relationship between layers. One layer can feel cramped and filtered while another stays open and dry, and that contrast is what creates size. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar transition at 172 BPM. Use a rolling breakbeat, short sub-bass notes, and in the final bar remove one kick, shorten the bass notes, add one filtered break fill, and throw a bit of reverb on the last snare or percussion hit. Then on the next downbeat, restore the full sub, reopen the bass filter, and hit with a clean snare and kick anchor. If the transition still feels like DNB when the FX are muted, you've done it right. And that's the dark side transition bounce, rolling drums, short bass movement, controlled subtraction, smart automation, subtle effects, and a strong reset back into the groove. The goal is not to interrupt the track. The goal is to make it feel like the whole thing bends, inhales, and snaps back with attitude. If you want, next I can turn this into a bar-by-bar arrangement example, a device chain walkthrough, or a MIDI note map you can build directly in Ableton Live 12.